live on the internet through BBS Radio. Here we are, another episode with Winfrey on the Monday evening. Today it is February the 26th, 2018. And on Mondays, we do have usually a wild card. We do not know what's going to happen. I have not seen an announcement email for the call tonight. So we will wait and see what Win and Terry will have to bring us tonight. Thank you for being here. This is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. And we wait for more people to join in on the phone line. And we are about 3 minutes away from the hour. My name is Gijs Minderhout. I'm located in the town of Paradise in California. I thank you all for being here. And as usual, every day, we also have our Whole Planet Healing conference call that is not on the internet radio, only per phone. You can have access to that. If you are interested, you can go to www.wholeplanethealing.com. Whole spelled as W-H-O-L-E, planethealing.com, where you can find the phone number and the access code. Win is taking care of that project every single day. We start at 7 Pacific, and it lasts about a half an hour, where we mingle, have the phone lines open, maybe tell a joke or whatever we talk about, get connected with one another. Whereafter, we mute the phone lines and Win will do usually a reading from one of the channeled materials. Whereafter, we do like a meditation for planetary healing, worldly issues, like putting the politicians, the world governments in the love light for compassion, and also connect with Mother Earth as to have where energy releases need to happen in the form of earthquakes or any of such releases, that it will be moderated and spread over bigger locations away from the areas. So you're very welcome to participate with this, because the more people there, the better it will be. And we had another person here on the phone line, two people. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hello. Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jane. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi.
And another lady's voice.
Jeannie in Citrus Heights. Hi.
And Jeannie, good evening to you. Welcome.
We always call in at the same time.
Yeah. It's Jay and Jay from PA and from CA.
Yeah.
And your voice, they're also a little similar. Well,
yeah. Hi, it's Prudy in Michigan.
Hi, Prudy. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Prudy.
Hello.
You do have some background music from the boulders in Boulder Creek. To Dharmananda.
Nice, I like that.
That's a good one, huh?
Yeah. What is it?
Sigma. It's called Sadeness, S-A-D-E-N-E-S-S.
Okay. And who is it?
From Enigma.
Enigma? Okay.
Here's another one. Working through time.
I thought it was pronounced Sadness, S-A-D-N-E-S-S?
S-A-D-E.
Oh, okay.
Two more people joined in on the phone line. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, everyone. Susan in Virginia.
Hi, Susan. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
And another person came in a bit. Susan, welcome as well. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Ice, everybody.
Welcome to the call, Don. Thank you for being here.
Thanks. Thank you.
Hi, Don.
Hi, everybody.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hello. Hi, it's Joe here.
Hey, Joe. Good evening. Welcome. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
All right.
We had hail here today in Sacramento.
Here as well. It was like slushy snow too this morning, and
yeah, rain.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
It's Roger in Austin.
Welcome to the call, Roger.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Hi, Roger.
Hi.
And I also welcome those that are listening in online through BBS Radio. Thank you for being here. We are still waiting for Wayne and Terry to become present on the call over here. This is as usual a simulcast for the conference call, as where we connect with those who call in the phone line, and also Wayne and Terry call in per phone to this conference call, as where BBS calls into as well to broadcast this online. Again, thank you for being here. And for those who call in new today, we do have a Whole Planet Healing call every single day at 7 p.m. Pacific. You can find the information to call in at www.wholeplanethealing.com. And also we have on the Wednesday evening, at same time as on the Monday, we have a conference call, simulcast.
Yes.
And somebody else doing phone line. It's an X. Let's see.
One, two.
When it's your phone it's line, your that's phone echoing. Line.
It's echoing.
I know I'm on a speaker. Hang on. Here we go. Is that better?
Yes, we're good. Good evening, Wynn. Thank you for being here.
Hi, hi. Did you call me, or did you
Text me?
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
I was sleeping soundly.
All right.
And do you have your console up?
I do. Let's see, I have an echo. I need to mute the phone lines. Let's see if it's you win or not.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
All right, just tell me when you want to get it going, Wynn. And now Terry is also not here.
Okay, she's sleeping. Let her sleep.
I still don't have an echo from your phone line.
Okay, well, I'm going to do... We started out with a couple of weeks ago with, let me put the recorder on. Hang on.
This conference is being recorded.
This is February 26, 2018, and we started out a couple of weeks ago playing a classic replay from the Don and Wynn show. And it was the very first time I did something public. Don, who is the owner of BBS Radio, when he was first starting, somebody introduced him to me, or me to him, and I told him my story. And he said, "You have the most far-out story I ever heard. You want your own radio show?" And I told him, "No." But then he started calling me, and we would talk to each other, and we were kind of having profound conversations. And so I said, "Why don't we just record our conversations and put them up and call it the Don and Wynn Show?" And he said, "That's a great idea." You know how Don sounds. So we were doing the Don and Wynn Show, and after, I guess, maybe 6 or 7 weeks, I invited Daphne to be a guest. And keep in mind that for all this period, Never had I done anything publicly with this work on the radio, etc. I was talking about the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, but not my Elohim contact. And Daphne used to think that it was crazy and no one would be interested, so I invited her onto the show, and we played the first part of it two weeks ago, I think. And hi, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Do you have it working for you?
I have it open. I see the calls from, this is from 2007.
I think it's 2005, but I might be wrong.
It says the Winfrey conference call.
No, it should say the Don and Wynn Show.
Okay, let me continue looking. I haven't found it so far yet. Here we go. Yeah, I see it now.
Now, it's the first one, okay?
The first one, okay. That's an hour and 45 minutes, though.
How long is the second one?
An hour and 25.
Okay, it's the second one, then. All right?
Right.
And what's the date of that?
That is 05-12-10.
I think that's it, yeah.
All right. So we have...
The first one was... We invited Carla on, and we'll play that some other time. I'm sure that'll be interesting. So if you start it, you need to start it about... I had it all queued up, and then my thing went blank, so...
Yeah, I need to start it at the 40 minutes in, then we finish at the end.
40 minutes in.
Yes.
And the thing that happened on this show is we were going to interview Daphne, and the part we played last time, she was complaining about how I ruined her marriage and da 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 da. And then, in the middle of whatever we were talking about, she suddenly said, "They want to say something. Is that okay?" And she did this extraordinary channeling. So we're going to... We didn't get to the channeling last time, but we will today. And go ahead, Heis, take it away.
All right, just please wait. Hopefully it will do it this time.
I'd like to welcome you to the Don and Wynn Show, another episode of the Don and Wynn Show.
I moved it forward. Now it's saying again, please wait. So hold on. No. Profile failed. Let me try over again. I'm just going to move it forward bit by bit, I guess.
Yeah, you know what? Like, I tested it about a half an hour before, and I got it just right.
Okay.
But then,
depending on how much traffic is going on the internet, I guess.
Hope they wouldn't see that. I'd like to welcome you.
It starts, but then as soon as you try to move it forward, it says please wait and goes blank on me.
I'd like to welcome you to the Don and Wynn Show, another episode of the Don and Wynn Show.
You got an echo there, Heis.
Wynn Free.
It'll go away.
Aside from being a human being.
Hi, can you hear me?
Was the co-author
yes.
of the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar
Cayce. Jim McCarty is on the line or no?
Is what?
To talk to space
Jim
people.
McCarty.
And
that is at 7 o'clock.
And my co-host.
With the whole planet healing.
New home.
I'm sorry.
New home.
Okay, here we go.
No, actually, I'm gonna save you.
And I will let it go and it stops, dang it. All right, everybody on the line, please do prayer.
Trying to accomplish, and I really, I
still working on it.
And
hang tight. Here we go. Yes.
They became our children, especially my children, and they're still in California.
Thank you for your prayers.
I have them here. The people that I rent this house from are very allergic to animals, and so I volunteer at the shelter here, and I work with feral, little feral kittens, and I'm just kind of crazy about cats, but also dogs. My mother she now takes care of a little Shih Tzu, and Wynn had a dog, Obi, who's now being taken care of by
Can you turn it up?
Friend's
turn
wise
it up?
Friend in Sedona.
Mm-hmm.
A very
you turn up your own volume. I cannot turn it up.
And used to be extremely attached to Wynn, and now is extremely attached to this other person.
All right.
And he just failed, yes.
Are you getting it?
I got it. It was playing here for a few minutes, but now it says play file failed.
Oh, no.
Try again. No, it's not doing it.
You know, next time we have to do something like this, I should send the file to VBS.
Yeah.
With them play it, you know?
We are also with free conferencing. We're on the old system. They have for years already a new system going on. But that means changing all the phone numbers and everything. I'm stuck at 46 minutes and it does not want to start playing over there.
All right, guys. Go in the light.
I can play something else, a shorter episode.
Hang on just a second.
I have here something from 2012 from Daphne with the new energy changing the paradigm.
Okay. What I'm going to have to do is, it's because it's long that we're having the problem, right?
I think, well, I'm trying the shorter one. It'll be 28 minutes.
Yeah.
It's not doing it either.
Oh, you can't get that one to play?
Nope. Says, now please wait. Play foul failed.
Well, that was Star Trek, wasn't it?
Yes, that's only 2 minutes, so that's that display.
So the problem is,
leave now.
Here we go.
This is April 23rd, 2012. Daphne in Half Moon Bay, Wynn in Sedona, and we're going to ask our sources to come in for a session in this moment.
I'm good. My throat's very dry. Can you wait about 1 minute? I have to drink something, okay? My throat is very, very dry.
Okay.
We greet you. We greet you in the light of the one infinite creator. We are available for queries. Please. Motion forward.
Could you explain energetically what transpired from our last session where the Melchizedek energy was introduced and today where...
Please speak loudly and clearly.
Can you explain what happened from the... In the energetic connection with the entity after our last session up till the present time. In other words, she first announced she was feeling very, very balanced, and then in the evening she lost the balance, and then she went into total resistance, and today she seems to be coming back. Was it a connection with the church? Was it a connection with anything external? Or was that just the cycle that was going to happen for clearing?
One moment. We would like to... They want me to drink some fluid. Just give me hold on a second. I need to hydrate. When we fell out of alignment, something happened with Valerie and myself. It wasn't a negative, but it was a shift. I could feel it. And she's pulled out of the transcription projects too, I think, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't have to do with me. I think she'd been experiencing her own level of frustration with that, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's get back to this. We reinvoke. One infinite creator. There has been a question posed. There has been a question posed regarding the events transpiring in the days past and about the order of the Melchizedek. Please reiterate your query.
Well, it felt like on the most recent session that we brought in some very powerful and balancing energies, which both the entity and I felt, and the entity in particular, felt the reduction of her quote-unquote implosion energies, and it lasted until the evening, and then she went to the church, and I don't know if that was the definitive turning point.
I'd like to welcome you to the Donovan Wing Show, another episode of the Donovan Wing Show. My name is Winfrey.
Yesterday we were both tossing the hat in.
Aside from being a human
and today she seems to be integrating something.
Was the
so,
co-author
from your
of the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce.
Can you explain
I have girlfriends
the nature
that talk
of
to space people,
what happened?
And I'm a songwriter.
Thank you for your
and my co-host.
And they became
the Council of On. Is a trajectory of reconstitution and realignment of those stellar frequencies and substation logoi, which result in the particularization of the matter constructs and conduits by which the person houses, the personality chief constructs, are able to articulate the divine design implementation architecture of light onto the sacred parchment text of the living Godhead. You are in the divine design drama schema. You are putting forth the light articulation with this one speaking forth now. You are co-creating and coalescing the love light frequency schema for articulation into the 5D, 6D time frame sphere. You are making new ways of divine design. Okay, you're referring to a session that I brought in myself. I was talking about sacred penmanship. They want me to share that with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Please. I'm going to try to get back here. Please continue with your query.
I speculate with the entity earlier that the reason that we're doing this, or that we have the ability to do this, is because we were here either very early on or even prior to the beginning of the universe. And perhaps that's true with Terry and Carla. So in doing this, we are weaving our way back through all the timelines to the place where there was no time, or there was barely time. And is there accuracy in this?
We shall assess. We do see from our vantage point there is a pillar construct. There is okay, they're showing me that I have some kind of spark, and then you recognize the spark. And then Terry was able to, I was able to give her the spark. She was able to, it's like an Olympic torch, you know? Mm-hmm. Okay, she was able to take it. And then Carla, Carla had something to do with building a pillar around it, foundationalizing it. She was the fourth. They're showing me like an Eye of Horus. Now I'm getting an Eye of Horus construct. See if they can bring something in. There are universal creations upon universal creations. There are possibilities of creation out of the vastness of unform. There need be a pinching. There need be a articulation of the love light frequencies in a certain space and locale, which are rendered into precipitation by virtue of focus. Focus which is applied and focus which is consistent and focus which is structured. This you have done by your dedication and perseverance and gathering of like-minded individuals who would partake of the higher dimensionality of understanding. And this is now resonating within the awakening cellular matrices of those participating. There is a new flora and fauna, there is a new Fibonacci spiral, there is a new dance of exaltation, there is a new dance of excitation, which is emanating from a grand, they're showing me like a huge chessboard with black and white squares. It's like a perfectly balanced chessboard, so it's non-dual, non-duality. So this is moving above the duality, and it is overarching, overreaching, over-architecting, and it is leaving behind the dualistic sphere. It is moving into the triune, the Trinitarian consciousness. I actually see it birthing a new world. It's birthing a new, I'm getting a love light Christed. Excuse me, gateway. It's very visual. It's almost looks like the Wizard of Oz, an old kingdom. Wow. Okay, it's technicolor, very, very colorful. It's not this world, it's a different world. Okay, please continue.
Does that mean this is a world that people will be able to participate in that has a higher vibration in it? The people in our group, will they have that option to be on this world?
Each chooses their own participation in the divine design. Each chooses where one shall travel. Each chooses their own stance in the dream. Each chooses their own kaleidoscopic flow. Each is exploring his own terrain, her own territory. creating the vastness of space. You, dear soul, you are learning to co-create specifically with this one with whom we now communicate. This one is learning to co-create with you. This is a new experience for this one in said Enveron. This is a new experience for this one in this endeavor. This is outside of the mental construct space of availed, I want to say principality, availed potentiality, I'm not sure.
In other words, in her experience in this realm, this is a new experience.
New experience, it's just different.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing she can relate to is being in nature and being in art. Being in music and being in the art, she can relate to this. How things flow, how the frequencies and the energies and the modulations and the harmonics, she can see how this all flows in the art.
I sense we're doing this, but it still has a lot of anchoring to be done.
Please speak up loudly.
I sense there's still a lot of anchoring to make sure that it sticks.
There has been a pivotal mark. Okay, it's interesting what you're saying here. I've been spending time at Our Lady of the Pillar, and I've been saying to you how important it is that I tie in what we're doing to the physical world,
mm-hmm.
and to the wisdom traditions of the old.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that that's actually true,
mm-hmm.
and that there has been a requisite tie-in, that a sufficiency has been achieved, and that the tie-in is now complete. And there has been a pillar established which has tied, oh my gosh, it has tied in the higher divine realms of architecture with the Christed architectures that are existed on the earth now. And so that's the bridge of the sky bridge where I am here now, which is the sky bridge farm, has come online. It is now operational, cooperative, and has reached a place of safety, has reached a place of neutrality, has reached a place of harmlessness. There is now the beginning and instigation of safe passage for those souls who are wanting to make the trajectory into the heavenly realm.
So, essentially, we have anchored a path for people. We have blazed a trail, so to speak.
This is correct. The watching of the... This is crazy. They're saying that I've been watching Wizard of Oz. I watched the whole thing from the beginning to the end, and it was recolored, the Technicolor.
Mm-hmm.
They had me focus on the very beginning of the path of the Wizard of Oz. If you remember it, it was a spiral path,
mm-hmm.
and it was a yellow and red, and the two lines were swirled like a seashell. And they had me focus on the path. The path was very important. When
mm-hmm.
they started, when the four, remember the four characters, the lion and the tin man and the straw man and the girl, Dorothy. There were four, plus the dog, four.
Is what we're doing powerful enough to shift some of the negative agendas that are trying to control our planet?
This is interesting what they're saying. They're saying we're creating an alternative. An alternative. Meaning people can choose what they will experience, and we're creating something that's alternative to that.
But we have to reach a lot more people so they know they have a choice, yes?
Let me tune again.
Will exist. Ascension that people are talking about, where people are going to leave in their bodies to this new place?
People will use the bridge. I'm getting people are going to use the bridge when I'm seeing bridges. How odd. I'm seeing the Brooklyn Bridge, the Golden Gate Bridge. All these bridges, people walking across the bridge. I don't know what this means. I don't know if this is in your body. I don't know if this is in your soul. Keep asking questions. Maybe they'll move to have some more.
Can we have more time before physical disasters start happening that are so threatening right now? Can we create more time?
Okay, they're showing me a date. The date is like early June, like June 7th, maybe June 9th.
Mm-hmm.
And that much preparedness has to happen between now and then, pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like that there's a possibility of big. Oh dear. Possibility of big things happening in June. Needing to wastefall things because things are trying to happen which are not good in June.
Terry was suggesting that there could be some kind of event in Los Angeles on April 28th, that there's some kind of plot for that. Do you see anything like that?
One moment, please. Okay, did you get those messages that I sent from the Mother Mary?
Mm-hmm.
I think I sent them to you.
No.
Like a few days ago?
I don't think so.
I didn't send them to you?
All right, I didn't read them.
They were pretty sobering. Basically that the outer changes are going to start in earnest now. And these messages seem to be saying, focus on what it is you are doing. Focus at work because it extends protection and it creates sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
Laboratory sanctuary and protection. Gather the people in any way you can through. Maybe that's why I was so scared this morning. No. It seems like the things are going to happen now.
Could you describe the things? Are we talking about nuclear weapons, earthquakes?
I don't even want to think about them. I think all of the above are possible.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a nuclear type of scenario.
Mm-hmm. Should we be encouraging our friends to leave Los Angeles?
I think that would be a good idea. I was picking up stuff about nuclear stuff in Los Angeles this morning.
Mm-hmm. They're probably not going to listen, but we'll try.
Hi?
They probably won't listen, but we'll try. There was something for April 28th. Terry was aiming at that date. Is that date anything special? Or is it just something that people were putting up on?
I think that there are some major eclipse activities happening around there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I feel that they're shielding me. They're not letting me see.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want me to see it. Now, why they don't want me to see? Maybe they don't want me to focus on it.
Would it be good for all of us to be in the same locale?
Good to keep in touch day to day.
Mm-hmm.
And even today.
Do you have any counsel for the entity at this point before we close the session?
Stay close in the heart. And in connection with the thing, all is not as it was. All is not as it was.
Mm-hmm. It means that the connections are different now than they were last week.
I think so. Do you understand it?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Yeah. As long as you walk into them, don't resist. There's new possibilities.
All is not as it was.
So we'll bring this session to a close, and thank you so much.
We greet you, and we say goodbye. Council of Khan. Shanti, shanti.
Thank you.
Wow. I'm feeling really sick.
All right. So, Ben, that your line is I'm going to mute you here for a second. Be aware, this is Heis Live. This recording was from April 2012. So, Ben, back to you. I do have another recording if you want me to play it for regarding the sermon. 7 minutes.
Oh, muted.
Hello? Hi.
You sound very in the background, Ben.
In the background, Ben.
Wait a second here. Hang on. Well, that was interesting. That was a private session. That was not a public session. And
it was very interesting.
Those were some of the questions I was asking in 2012. Terry, are you on the line?
Yeah.
She is.
Do you remember? Did you ever hear that session?
No, I didn't. That was with Daphne, and I never heard it.
You sound better, right, Terry.
That's better.
Yes.
Well, you know what? It was. I think it was most interesting because. They were giving an insight into the nature of the work we were doing.
Yeah.
And
I thought it was good.
Yeah. And I wouldn't have normally played that. But it's okay to play it for this group because we've all been on the call. We probably already have the idea of that. But I wouldn't play that for strangers because it was kind of too far out. People wouldn't believe that was possible. I wouldn't. I mean, even when I listened to it, I said, are we really doing that? And that was before we were in George Norrie, I believe. Yeah, before. So I'm sure we greatly increased the movement of energy out into the world after my George Norrie stuff. Even though I could never talk about it that far out away on George Norrie. So let's see here. I'm sorry. We had such a hard time here. What is this? We have 5 minutes.
All callers are unmuted.
Anybody want to make a comment?
Glad no nukes went off.
Did you guys intuitively know that that's what we were doing? Was that like a validation? Is everybody dumbstruck?
I didn't follow your question.
Well, they talked about what we were doing in very extraordinary terms. And, in terms of making a bridge between this realm and the very high realms and bringing the energies down into this realm in a way that I believe they said no one had ever done it before. And did you guys notice that?
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. And it's giving people an opportunity to lift themselves that didn't exist. And another interesting thing was that
even when people hadn't discovered our work, they could still tap into the energy. Am I right? Didn't they say that?
I didn't hear that part, but I'm glad that bridge is there, though.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's there. Thank you.
Yeah. Presence and intention goes a long way.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when you look at it from the point of view they were expressing, and you look at just the little group of people we are, and here we are doing the whole planet healing every day. And on some level, you guys are believing it, okay? Or have listened to enough of our material to believe that could be real. Because it's a very amazing thing to embrace that. Of course, everybody's still too dumbfounded to talk. And I guess that's the one we were supposed to play.
When?
Yeah.
Can you say a little bit more about the Melchizedek?
Did they talk about the Melchizedek?
Well, it was mentioned, but there wasn't really a lot of information about it, but I've heard of Melchizedek before, and I'm interested if you feel like talking about it.
Well, now, not everyone that uses... Well, one of the things that's tricky here is not everyone that uses the word Melchizedek is Melchizedek. Melchizedek was a name from the Bible, and... when they talk about it, there's a lot of groups on the other side, besides the Elohim and the Ra group. And I believe the Melchizedek is a group on the other side that is sometimes played a part in this realm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I understood it.
Okay.
You know, through Daphne, there was a very wide span of entities that would come through. And I think we may have spoken to the Melchizedek group. And during the course of time that all this was going on, I was dumbfounded, and it was hard for me to believe. I mean, I didn't disregard it. I didn't say, no, it's not true. But it was too expansive to believe we were talking to all these different groups. I mean, aside from the Elohim, and then you heard Ra came through on that one. At different times, we had Mother Mary come through. We had Jupiter come through. We had the Solar Logos talking to us. The Solar Logos is the central sun of our galaxy, the Milky Way. And I didn't know the Solar Logos could talk. I didn't know Jupiter could talk. But Daphne, they called her at one point early on, they called her like a celestial library. And so she could access all these different holograms of the universe, and they could communicate through her. And I wasn't sure, you know, did I trust this? Did I trust that? You know? And in general, I think it probably was okay. There were certain times when I wasn't sure that I thought it was a compromised source, but not much, not often. What's that?
You need to go to.
We gotta go. We gotta go. All right. We'll see you at Whole Planet Healing with Jim McCarty in a couple minutes. Thanks for being here.